This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1072, How to Get a Job with No Experience, 4 Accessible Strategies, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm Dan, your host here, and this is where I read to you every single day, including weekends and holidays, from some of the very best blog posts on entrepreneurship, work-life balance, and lots of other related topics. So right now we're going to hear from an author who's narrated across a number of our shows, and that is Ramit Sethi of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And he's talking today about how to get a job if you don't have experience. So let's get to it and optimize your life. How to Get a Job with No Experience, 4 Accessible Strategies, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Whether you're looking for your first job or switching careers, it's possible to land that job you're after no matter how sparse your resume is. You don't have to offer free labor, go back to school, or rely on the generosity of others either. If you're willing to put in the effort, these methods can help you secure a job like a true professional. Sell your skills, not your experience. Just because you lack formal work experience does not mean you lack the skills required to do a job. When you have little to no work history, especially in a relevant field, you need to explain to the employer how your skills meet their needs. Resumes aren't just for rattling off jobs. If you tweak the layout a bit, you can put emphasis on a skills section that lists out your top skills. For a very weak resume, consider 2 different skills sections, one for soft skills, personality qualities like good communication, and one for hard skills, knowledge and abilities like the design tools you use. When listing your skills, don't just pull out things like proficient in MS Word. The skills should be relevant to the position you're applying for and demonstrate your unique capabilities. If you don't feel like you have the skills you need, look for keywords in the job description, then use a free resource like YouTube to learn about them. Think back to extracurricular activities and personal interests that show your skills at work. You can sometimes list these instances in the experience section of your resume. And if you expect to be on the job hunt for more than a couple of weeks, consider volunteering in the meantime at a place where you can put your skills to work. This can also be added to your resume. While you should never overstate your abilities, you can quickly pick up a new skill while waiting for an interview, and eventually while waiting for your new job to begin. Remember, most people are lazy. Some inexperienced people won't bother to skill up, and many inexperienced people expect to learn on the job. Make an effort to strengthen your abilities and you'll stand out for it. Create work samples on spec. Showing your work is an excellent way to stand out, especially in cases where your resume looks thin. If you're in an industry where a portfolio can be included to showcase your personal and professional projects, always share one. However, there's a concept called spec work, where you do some work for a dream client, one that hasn't necessarily hired you. Here are some tips. 1. Identify a well-known company in the industry you're looking to work in. For instance, if you're trying to enter the consumer product marketing space, you could choose Nike, Dove, or Apple. 2. Consider the types of work you would be doing in your new role. Get specific. If the job description for a product marketer focuses on overall strategy, you don't want to deliver social media copy, which is more the work of a content marketer or writer. 3. Don't hold back on your sample. You might spend hours creating it, and that's a good thing. This sample can be reused over and over again with each similar job application. 4. Be sure to add information about the spec and include a watermark. Ideally, you'll go beyond a basic document and compile all of your relevant samples into an aesthetically pleasing portfolio. 5. Save your spec samples as a PDF with an easy-to-read name. When you upload it to job applications, hiring managers need to know what they're downloading. And 6, mention the portfolio you shared in your cover letter to be sure it gets the hiring manager's attention. You can bring it up again in the interview to see if they viewed it. Many types of jobs have hiring managers who prioritize portfolios over resumes, like if you're getting into graphic design, content writing, proposal writing, and so on. Spec samples can make your application look very impressive and show your skills in a practical manner. Compensate for a weak resume with a strong cover letter. Resumes typically follow a predictable format, but cover letters are a lot more anything goes. This means that your cover letter allows you to draw attention to your unique skills and spec samples that may not show through on a resume alone. Ideally, you'll personalize your cover letter to every single job application you submit. Writing a cover letter can be tough, but the goal is to make sure you aren't too stuffy or formal. Try to match the tone of the company's culture, being more formal or more conversational depending on how they write on official pages. Also, read the job description so that you can directly address the key skills and deliverables the company is looking for. Find yourself an inside connection. It's not who you are, it's who you know. This saying is true more than ever, especially as the job market heats up. While companies are required to employ fair hiring practices, someone within the company can recommend you and it can bring a great deal of attention and credibility to your application. Luckily, you don't have to have an uncle that works at Microsoft. You can quickly build connections both in person and online, and if networking seems daunting to you, it's probably a mindset issue. The key is to approach each potential connection with the mindset of, what's in it for them? By finding a way to create mutual value, the people you reach out to will genuinely look forward to helping you. It's also important to send messages that are completely natural and honest. We're all busy, and no one wants to interact with a robot or someone who's clearly just asking us for a favor with no prior relationship in place. It's also important to follow up because, again, we're all busy. While you shouldn't pester or harass anyone, sending a message a couple of days later will help you get a response. Consider working for yourself. When you're searching for a job, it's easy to get lost in the application process. One submission after another, you may begin to feel doubtful and drained, wondering if the right position will ever come along that doesn't have 100 other applicants hopefully waiting. For some people, quitting this process is the right thing to do. While not everyone is in the position to become self-employed, it is a viable option for many, especially in the days of freelancing and remote work. You could even take on a part-time or relaxed remote position as a W-2 employee and use your spare time to build a brand for yourself. The best part? Your resume doesn't matter when you work for yourself. There's no denying that building a business requires extreme determination and courage, but it can be done. Once you get a little way down the road, you'll have more opportunities than ever before, and you'll be on the other side of the interview table, qualifying clients of your own instead of trying to impress a recruiter for a 9-to-5. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get a Job with No Experience, 4 Accessible Strategies, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Ramit for sharing this post today and a little bit more about him. Ramit Sethi is the author of the New York Times bestseller, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, and writes for over 1 million monthly readers on his site where he covers psychology, personal finance, careers, and entrepreneurship. His unusual combination of psychology, analytical testing, and his irreverent style led Fortune magazine to call him the new finance guru on the block. And we've only heard great reviews about his book, so it's definitely worth checking out. You can find it on Amazon. And Ramit appears on ABC and PBS quite regularly and periodically writes for the New York Times as well. He studied social influence and persuasion at Stanford and previously co-founded PBWorks, a Silicon Valley collaboration startup. So come on by IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com for much more. And again, thank you to Ramit for giving us permission to narrate his work here and on some of our other shows as well. But that is it for episode 1072 of Optimal Work Daily. I will be back here tomorrow with another post, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.